100.5 WKXA, it's Jay. All of a sudden it got windy. Where'd this come from? But it's still beautiful. I mean, the sun's out. We're in Forest, by the way. It's Community Day. We're in front of Martin's Meat Mart. And I have with me the head honcho, the big cheese, Dean Hankins. Dean is the mayor of Forest. Dean, how long have you been mayor?
I've been mayor for about 2.5 years. This is my first term as mayor, but I was also on council before this for about 12 years. Okay. So I did three terms on council.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Forest. What's going on?
Forest, we've got quite a few exciting things happening. I think you're going to talk to some people from Wyandotte Memorial Hospital who will be opening, they're already seeing patients in their remote bus here, but they're opening a doctor's office and a pharmacy satellite here. That's big news for Forest. And I know you've also spoke with Angie with the Market Square project. That's been an exciting thing to see it develop, and that committee's doing a great job. They've got the farmers market stuff going on now. We're also planning some other events. One of the things our fire, EMS, and police will be doing in September is called a safety day, okay, where we'll have a smokehouse, teach kids how to evacuate a house, teach them about smoke detectors. We'll most likely set up a bicycle rodeo type thing that teaches them to stop at stop signs, those kind of things. And there's some fun things, too. And, of course, they'll get to tour the fire truck, the ambulance, and the police car. Hopefully have some of the canine units up from the county and sure, do that kind of stuff. Just kind of a whole fun day. The other thing we've got coming up is, let's see, that was safety days. I got to remember where I'm at here. We're going to try, I don't know how this will work out, but we're going to try a pet palooza in Market Square, okay, where I've got at least one vet, maybe get the dog warden's office up, have a dog grooming place that'll come up and just talk to kids how to take care of their pets and kind of do some safety things with pets and maybe even have like a little pet rodeo where they run through the stuff, but just kind of fun events like that.
Okay. Tell us what's so great about Forest.
Well, Forest, probably the greatest part is it's a pretty closely knit community. If somebody has a problem, their neighbor's usually helping them out. And I noticed especially I had the misfortune of being married during the whole COVID stuff. That was interesting, but it was amazing how many people came out of the woodwork just to check on each other. We had a group that would go around to invalids. We had colored tags in their windows, people's windows, and then we had people that would drive around to see if it was red, they needed help for something. And there we had hundreds of people come out and volunteer to do things and just check. And never, if we asked for something, somebody showed up and said, what do you want me to do? So that was amazing. We have a great festival. It's back again after the whole COVID stuff. People show up. It's enough of a homecoming atmosphere. You see people that used to live in Forest years ago getting together with their family. Not only is our park full, but if you drive around, you have backyard picnics with everybody's family coming up from different places. So it's a good hometown. I was born and raised here. I actually started working for the village when I was 12 years old. I was a junior lifeguard at the swimming pool. I made $1 an hour. I thought I was rich then. And since then, through Boy Scouts, and started in the EMS when I was 18 years old, and since then on fire, and still on the EMS, still on fire, as well as mayor. So
you've pretty much run the gamut here in Forest. But you're doing a great job, and you've got a wonderful town. Dean Hankins, mayor of Forest, thanks for stopping by. We do appreciate it. Talking about, great things about a little town called Forest, and we've enjoyed being here. And we're going to be here for a little bit longer, so stop on by. We're outside of Martin's Meat Mart. I still have to get my lottery tickets. So I'm Jay on 100.5 WKXA.